I would vote for it. It's election day.
Why don't we just, are we on?
Yeah, we're live. We're just going to go ahead and do it live.
I was just thinking, we'll just sit here the whole time and look at you.
Yeah, I see you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Hello, buddy.
Hi. How are you? Welcome to Earth. Welcome to election night. Welcome. We're voting for jazz around here. All right? That's all we're voting for tonight. We're not talking about anything else but voting for jazz.
I get to take my phone and reconnect it tonight. It's been off the hook for a while, kids.
So before we start anything tonight, I'm going to do something totally serious and 100% my only political message tonight. And this comes from John Christopher's daughters. And this is what needs to happen after today.
Shut up. That's it. We're done. All right.
I'm not sure what they were doing in here together, but I was folded there on the counter. I'll just chalk it up to creativity.
That's it. It's good. It's fine.
And we're done.
Everything's good. So again, as we talked about, we're voting jazz, and the vinyl that will spin, the wax that will melt your eardrums is going to be Barrel House and the Blues. Sam Price is K.E. Stompas. They never put the date on these things. It's like you're just lost at sea. You have no compass. You think you know where you're going, and you're just looking at water. That's it.
Let me examine this here, Andy. Let's see. Boy, I got a Sam Price on the piano.
Yes.
Vic Dickinson on the trombone, Jonah Jones on the trumpet, Pete Brown, alto saxophone, Milt Hinton on the bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums.
I just talked to someone recently about Milt Hinton, and I wanted to know about him. Milt was one of those guys that played with everybody. He played with Cab Calloway. He lived into his, like, 90s.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys that you just call a force. Their whole human energy was so profound. He just knew and played with everybody, and he was a totally, absolutely cool cat.
We're going to have to Google this and see if we can get a reference to the label, which is Jazz Tone.
Okay.
Wow.
Right. Well, we can look it up. We'll figure something out. So what's going on? Marilyn May is celebrating her 90th birthday. Imagine that. We're talking about just the whole notion of ageism and longevity and all of that. I mean, are you kidding? And she's still just as profound and just as good as she's always been at 90 years on the planet. This Sunday at Yardley Hall out, I believe it's Yardley Hall. No, the Carlson Center out at Johnson County Community College. She will have Rod Fleeman, one of our favorites. And it's just going to be a great, stellar, all-star cast. So it's going to be a good night.
Yep. I hope to be able to make it.
Yeah. So
at least it is my, Maryland, it is my intention.
And that, by the way, this is the home of recording the Neon Beat and Neon Jazz, the very first song that John Christopher ever played on his fine, very, very fine radio show is?
Step to the Rear. I used Step to the Rear when I was at other radio stations across the Midwest. That was my opener. I don't know how you can just sit still listening to that.
Yeah.
There's just such a feel-good tune.
Yeah, you can't. So speaking of live music,
yes,
we've been out and about seeing some good live music lately. And we haven't been together for a while, but I just got to say, I got to put a complete shout-out to two shows that I've seen recently. The great and wondrous Mr. Matt Cain from Hannibal, Missouri, now living in New York City. He kind of asked me last year around January to talk about this new album that he was doing with Mr. Michael Carvin. And I got the chance to really watch and talk to him about this process and watch it firsthand and to see him live at the Black Dolphin present the other side of the story and how well it was orchestrated with Ben Lifer on bass and Peter Schlamm on the vibes and Christian Schwan on the keys. Yes.
This is one of the reasons that I let Joe do the jazz announcing is because I rarely am able to go through the entire orchestra.
It's hard to do that.
Remember the names involved until I get, man, I forgot a guy, you know?
But the other show that I did see is Mr. Vijay Iyer came to town.
Yeah.
And he is one of the most important pianists and jazz musicians around today. He's a professor at Harvard. He was here for the open spaces at the gym, and he was wondrous. I mean, he had a sextet with him, and what they were doing on stage was mind-blowing. I mean, it's one thing to hear. That's the thing that I'm realizing the more I see these guys live. It's one thing to hear it on CD or hear it on album, but when you see these guys live mm-hmm. and see how they orchestrate it, they make it look so easy, but it's absolutely complex what they're doing.
Yep. What you're hearing is a team playing off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's I've often described it as a conversation.
Yes.
Is what it is. You have to be to really get in on a conversation with a bunch of guys that know each other and yeah. women that know each other in a jazz ensemble. It is a chemistry.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't necessarily get totally just by the recording, but the way they're working off of each other,
yeah.
kind of like you and I sometimes.
Well, that's the thing. It's a conversation. Yeah. At the end of the day, we forget that realistically music is this unifying language. You know, we all have languages we speak, and the beauty of music is that it happens to be the best language we know.
Well, I don't know that it's always a unifying thing, music. I mean, you had to be around when my dad would say, turn down that noise!
And we haven't gotten into death metal lately.
No.
So,
no, we usually got, well, this will maybe betray a bit how old I am, but to play Itagata Davida.
Yeah.
Okay. I took a basement room right below the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you'd get into that Doug Engel drum solo.
Oh, man.
And the long bass, you know, coming up through the floor. And finally, you'd hear this boom, boom,
boom, boom,
boom, boom from
upstairs. Stop that.
Turn down that noise.
My grandma used to call that dishpan music. Sounds like they're just banging around on a bunch of dishpans.
Oh, dishpan music? Yeah.
That's what my grandma used to call it.
Yeah. It's what it is. It's a part of it.
Which reminds me, there is a song. Now that she mentions that, our studio audience, the idea of banging on pots and pans, I have to find for you that that piece that it's a piece for kids, but it's called Banging on Pots and Pans.
Yeah.
And it's fun, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then right in the middle of the whole, you know, cacophonous mess, it sounded like something by Edgard Varèse. Right in the whole middle of this rhythmic mess, all these kids being a rock and roll band, somebody shouts out, Blender solo. And everybody just quits banging on the pans, and you hear this whee.
And then Will Ferrell comes in, kicks all of it out,
oh,
and does
yeah.
cowbell, and that's it. It's the end of the show.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's nice.
Jazz is free, man.
That's right. It's all improv. Anything else going on?
Not too much.
All right.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get you guys out of the whole election thing right now. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, we understand what's going on. We understand the implications. And we're just trying to paint the canvas with a different color here. So, again, tonight was show 570. You were doing some work with the Neon Beat tonight.
Yes. I'm actually writing the Christmas shows for this year.
Nice.
Did some reruns the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So I decided to maybe to remove Susie Snowflake and move on. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's one of my favorites.
That's right. We're all moving on here. So
Let
me think. I think that's all I got. I really enjoyed the Barrel House and the Blues.
This is a great album. Yeah, first time I've heard it. I love the rustic cover.
Oh, man.
That's some of the earliest album art
yep.
that I can remember since being a kid, and I was born in, should I say it, 1954.
Yeah.
So I was around some of the most impressionable jazz to me was during that period between about 1957 or 58,
yeah.
on up into the early 60s when public television was starting to come on the air in many cities,
yeah.
and they were carrying a lot of these artists.
Yeah.
So that's that's what I kind of have had swimming around in my head for some time.
You know, that was really the beginnings, like even with, you know, Kind of Blue, where they were really doing some studio pieces and the Beboppers were really getting kind of more prominently on the tube and they were showing what they were doing. I mean, there's all of those iconic imageries of Miles and Coltrane and Monk and all those guys doing their things. So, the one thing I did get, I got a book in the mail that was penned by Maxine Gordon, Dexter Gordon, and that is such an interesting story about how he left the United States and just all of that early era of jazz and how he came back to America. Anyway, we'll get into that at a later date, but I've been really reading more of these jazz books, and I love digging into this. So,
a couple of messages popping up here.
Yeah, let's see. Hey, everyone, how are you? Jason, Todd, Chris, how are you? Everyone out there.
Hey, guys.
Yes. Gerald, how are you? Yes. Thank you for joining us out there in Facebook land. But I think that's...
That's about all we get.
I think that's all we got for right now. So, you know, just vote jazz, guys. That's all we're asking for
That's all we're asking for.
And with that?
And with that, enjoy the music.
Enjoy the music, my friends.
Let's crank it.
Yeah.
I got the blues so bad. I wanna hang my head and cry.
Preach it.
Good job.
Neon Jazz.